Now with this, no screen, and these mistakes you can't correct so fast. Okay. Tosfos reads in Afkuf Zayin, Masechta Shabbos. I'll read you the words. Listen carefully, please. Ikashia. This is basic. Well, I think we should start with the Ran, because the Ran says, you know, he raises the question of bothering the Tosfos Reads. The Ran we saw yesterday, am I correct? I think I have my Mara Makamas here. Kuches. Pitch Kuches. Ran has the Kasha like this. The Mishnah says, Shmona Shuatzim Amorim B'Torah HaTzodon Chayev. Shar Shkotzim HaTzodon L'Tzorah Chayev Shol HaTzorah Potter. Now wait a minute. It's something that's a blatant question. By Shmona Shuatzim also should be L'Tzorah Chayev Shol HaTzorah Potter. And that's the obvious question. Probably ask the question yourself. Why would the Shmona Shuatzim say always Chayev? They ain't Shikul HaGufa like a Reb Shimon to Shri Potter anyway. So the Ran asked the Kasha. Says, Vim Toma, the last two words on column one, page Kufres. He may a high time, I feel Bishmonish wrote some Havalay Lemis to show the Torah. Butter! Right, that's a great question. Tiri Tzri, Bishmonish wrote some, we're in the Torah, Ain, Dark, and the Hazi, the Chol Te Dos, and the Torah. Avashash Gossin, we're in Mosim, Shadak, and the Hazi, Pomim, Adam, Sodom, Shalol, the Torah. Bangladesh, Shalay, Aziku, and that's why this is a safe. Who the Meresha? Enochinami. What do you answer? Enochinami. Everybody should have said it in the Meresha, but not so common. Okay, not a bad terrorist. This is what the Rid says. Same kasha. Bikasha. Meresha. Shmona Shrotzim. Atzadim Achol. Abed Tzadim Shal Atzur Chayev. Rav Shimon. Why you Chayev? It's a Leguva. Same kasha, right? Word for word. This is true. Shub. Is the way it's, see, he used the word shub. Shub. Every word now counts. Kevin shederach ha'olam l'tzudah af al pishu ein terach lehen melach yichashuv v'chayev. I told you yesterday, this is a mind-boggling chumrah. V'eiz v'mikas melach yichashuv l'gufa konotzot ha'meis shelo hu tzarek lo. What a limiting factor. Shein tzorach olam b'meis. Aval em hotz yikid grogwitz ochlin aval pish lo hoya tzorach lehem chayav keva the chashivi li alma. Since for most people food is important, I don't need the food. There's no tzorum en tzorach l'guf. This is scary. Hope no one passes this way. We keep throwing Ein Tzirich L'Guf as being a cool in Nitla Shabbos, very limited cool according to the Tosfos Reads. And the thing is that Rashi may hold this way. We'll see in a second. Who are the Nami B'Tzeda? Hecha D'Tzad Dover Shevimino Nitzo V'choshev Li Alma Afal Pi Shehu Ein Tzorach Lo Chayav T'Melocha Chashuvi V'Mitzad Shetzad Dover Shein Ein Vimino Nitzo V'Gam Hu Eino Tzorach Lo. There's no automatic tour of Evin Nitzan. No! Evin Nitzan is the prerequisite to invoke the kula of Ein Tzirich L'Gufa. That's what Rashi seems to say. Rashi, I caught the shoulders this way. Oh. We can say Ein Tzirich L'Gufa. We invoke it 100 times. According to the Rid and maybe Rashi, it's much more rare. Yes, sir.
Read of the
Brisa,
the
Chacham only
Chol
She
B'Mino
Nitzav Chayav Chol She Ein B'Mino Nitzav Pater, just said there's a blanket rule to then qualify and say only if you don't need it. Right, you're right, it's a tough read. It is. I mean, you know, that's what he says. I mean, the Kashas, the Diyuk is the Diyuk from the Mishnah. According to everyone else, the Mishnah is a tough read. The Rav to read of the Mishnah is not so important. Ain't a Chanamit Shun Ereshet Tzav. So say it! Can't afford the ink to say it. Yeah. Kitzah, I'm not commenting. So then when I was reading through the other examples, It wasn't from here. It was when I went through the sugyas, the shas. We have to maybe read it a little bit again now to see, does this hold up? No. So malacha shein is, let's wrap with you one more time. Yesterday I was erased. I thought maybe I missed it. I didn't have it in front of me. And I said it. I read you every word. The truth. I said it. It's here. Now go figure out all of shas and figure out how it's going to fit in.
That's what it says.
He didn't call anything. No.
I
wrote about it over here in the Sefer. I did the homework. I went through Shas. Not Shas. I went through the places in Masechta Shabbos, which I thought were relevant, where Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is found. So let's take a look. Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, the original Ein. Where do you find the words Ein Tzricha L'Gufa? So it starts over here. Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. That's the original. Okay, so where we're up to?
This is not
on Shabbos. Sometimes on Shabbos it was too small to be printed originally, so it just got left over for the most recent Sefer. A piece about Tzot. Okay, page Nundal. So here on Kuv Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara has over here. Rav Shimoni, the Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa is Potter, right? That's the Mishnah, goes according to Rav Shimon. That's what it says. Mefurash in the Gemara, goes according to Rav Shimon. Okay? Now, where else in Masechta Shabbos is Rav Shimon's Halacha found? You have to look in the Mesorah Sashas, right? Here, the Mesorah Sashas doesn't say much. Where else is Rav Shimon's opinion found? Where is it found? Where is it? So I guess the original source is probably the Sugat Sadi Gimel, right? I think it's the original source. You have to want to, where is it? Rabbi Shimon Poter, that's the case of Moses and Meis Pemita, right? This is the original of Shimon, right? This is the original. This is where it comes from, right? And where's the expression, Malacha Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa? You have to find the expression, because if you find the expression, then maybe you'll be able to see where it's found throughout the Masechta. So we have one place where we know we saw it over here. Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. That's what we got stuck a little bit yesterday, so I want to go back to revisit it. Here you see the words Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa, with a small little vav in our print, tells you where else it's found. I guess we should go back. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, I'm just following the Mesoros HaShas. Yud Beis Amud Aleph, so I didn't make it into here. My mistake. But I think it's going to fit perfectly to Tosfos Rid's definition. Where's the case in Beis Amud Aleph? What happened over here? Harab Yehuda, Harab Shimon. What's the case? Rashi says, Harab Yehuda, The guy in Nebuch HaZiva, he has to put on some kiss on to collect the ziva comes out of his body. He doesn't need that ziva. This is exactly the same as a tzorach mace. So far we're so good. Okay? So case number one, we still survived, right? It's like a tzorach mace. No one needs a ziva. Right. Okay, and Gimel Beis tells you, look, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Next case. What do you have in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis? Take a look at both sides. What's the case over here? Right. Ikrab Yehuda's Sfirlei, Ikrab Shimon's Sfirlei, Psila Name Li Potter. This is what we say every Friday night, right? Chosaneh, Chosavsem. So Rashi says, Krab Shimon, but four lines from the bottom. The Potter Le Mishim Ne Tzricha L'Gufa, Ukechosa La Psila in the town of the Mechayev, Kachet Tzorach La Haveva, Shalom Huva Vavivod Yom, the kibuy zeh tzarach legufa, Shalav noach lechos bok shiyavol ha'atlika. An unsinged wick, you make it to a singed wick, which is better. I'm not sure if any people in the room who are maybe are married or maybe saw their fathers singe the wicks every Erev Shabbos. My father did it. Every Erev Shabbos, he would take a match and singe the wicks, so my mother lit it would be easier. I don't know, I don't play with matches, I don't do it. I don't afraid to touch matches. So I'm not as good as my father was in many, many ways than that, but he always did this. So obviously, I guess once it's singed, it catches better. I know nothing about fires. I'm so. Have their own phobias. I'm just seeing too many things happen there with fires. So I stay away. But that's what it says, okay? So now, if you have a situation, you blow something out, you blow out a fire, and how's it going to fit over here with the rid? You blow out the fire, you don't need your particular case, you don't need the singed wick. I guess the wick could have been singed already a long time ago. And you're blowing it out, so you're not doing it for the purpose they did in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they need the singed wick, and you're not doing it for that purpose at all. It's called Melacha Sheir Tzricha L'Gufa. Why does everybody else blow it out? Also not for a singed wick. The average person blows out the fire. He doesn't want to go to sleep. Okay? So again, you survived Laman Alpha base. Next. Those of you look, the next is Ein Gimel Beis. Now, what happened? We got stuck yesterday. You would have got stuck with this. What happened over here, Ein Gimel Beis? Hachol fegufa v'shavas and tzvichal afra potter. Even if Yehuda also has blachos and tzvichal gufa chayav. So clearly, there's a case of blachos and tzvichal gufa. Right? Why is it in tzvichal gufa? Why? Why? Why is it? Rashi didn't say anything. Why the entry of the gufa? The east, the malach is a malach of what? A bona. So if you need the guma, that's called bona. Or could be choresh. It's not clear, Rashi, depends where you are, in the house, in the field. You need the hole. This guy doesn't need the hole. Okay? He just needs the dirt. So we say, let's consider entry of the gufa. According to the rid, what does that mean? That what? No. How do we say it? No one needs the hole. Is that what has to emerge?
Most people dig for dirt, not for the hole.
Is that true?
People dig a hole like that in their yard. They want dirt. If you're going to do something in your yard, nothing. You have glue.
Could be.
Most people or everybody.
I read it again. Now I have it. I came with my ammunition. Okay, I bought the rid. On my way to the rid of Kuf Zayin, which I have in front of me, I'll take a pit stop and Lama on Ein Gimel. See if there's anything there. I doubt it. There's nothing here, as I thought. Either his words. Tshuva. Kevin shederach ha'olam l'tzudan afa pi shehu ain't tzorach lehem melachi chashuva v'chayev. What's the answer of the gufa? Hotzoas ha'meis shelo hu tzorach lo v'lo kol olam tzrichan lo shen tzorach lo olam b'meis. So Yud Beis was fine. No one needs Ziva. Right? Even Laman Aleph wasn't so that fine. Right? With the Psila. Now Ein Gimel gets even worse. Because some people obviously do need a hole. Maybe it's a little overstated. That's what we got caught a little bit yesterday.
Honestly, this hole nobody wants. Maybe sometimes people might do it with a hole.
This hole nobody wants.
People are going to fall in the hole.
Ah, yeah. Okay, we have to be restricted to this particular case. And where else? Okay, maybe. Where else is Ein Tzricha L'Gufa? It says on the side. And on Gimel Beis. Where else is it? Kuf Heim and Beis. So we were there yesterday as well. Kuf Heim and Beis. Someone who rips a garment, right? He rips a garment. So again, no one needs a ripped garment. And we say, no, and you're right. So this guy needs it. He's an availus, so he's angry, he wants to show how tough he is. He does need it, but the average person doesn't need it. I have to say, I think, it's a little overstated. No one needs it. Almost no one needs it. The average person doesn't need it. But you have to just modify it a little bit.
Why can't you say he needed to rip, but he didn't need a rip garment?
Okay. Good. Either way. Fine. Good. Now where is the last one? And I'm giving you to look one or two more places. Kuvav. Same thing. So about hitting somebody. Chovel. You're not supposed to hit people, whatever it may be. And then finally, the last Maramakam over here is Kuf Chaf Aleph Hamid Beis. This is about killing these Chashem Akrabim. Again, you don't need them. You don't need them. You don't want to collect snakes. What do you mean? If you would like to have snake collections. Yeah, but that's not normal. Again, so when he says no one wants it, it doesn't mean no one wants it. That's what you have to say. It's what they read it to you. Chiddush nifla v'noira, and it's scary because you're Rashi made it that way. And it limits Antio the Gufa dramatically. So I'm saying, we're passing this way, I wanted to show it to you. Good. I've also said this is yesterday's Shia. We now start a new Sugya. As I told you, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Today's Sugya. Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah. Now the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, many examples are given. Can you do something on Friday? We're going to continue with the Shabbos. So Beis Shammai can no. Unless it's going to be done on Friday, it'll be finished before Shabbos. So at least have some. The Beis Hillel's matter everything. So one of the examples given over here. Beis Shammai when in person Mitzudos Chayav Ofas B'Dogam Elokei Yisodim Yibodjom. Beis Shammai is very machmir. Beis Hillel Matirin. Of course, we follow Beis Hillel, but the constant refrain of this entire Mishnah is any malacha d'oraisa to take place on Shabbos. Beis Shammai disallows. Even if your action is on Friday, but it's continuing to Shabbos, Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. So whatever we're discussing that you can't do on Friday, and Beis Hillel allows it. The clear implication on Shabbos itself, oh, he said the rice. Right? Says Tosfos. In person mitzudos. Afal gada b'Shabbos nami imperius mitzuda eno chayev chatas. Ooh. Why not? She'eni odeim yitzodem lo. Ooh. You don't know. V'kobakom goz will nifros mitzuda de pomem osa de chayev chatas. When? To go. She'bishas prisoso yilko. So Rabosai, this Tosfos is very complex. The whole thing is less than two lines. One of the hardest ones. Is it purely the issue of immediacy? That's the sole determinant? Or is certainty a requirement as well? Both concepts are found in this little Tosfos.
Just clarify, is there a percentage trap or when you catch something with that trap?
Oh, it's another good question. Another good question. Obviously, if you set a trap and nothing comes in, you're not chayev. What should you do?
Right.
So therefore what?
I mean,
you refer to a case where at the end of the day, some critter crept in. Yes.
Tosfos was initially bothered, it would be explained because the implication is that it would be chayev on Shabbos.
Correct.
Does it have to be
chayev
chatas?
Pashas, yes. Pashas about locus over here, only cases in which there'd be a chayev. Doraisa. That's the Pashup Shad Nasugi.
But I'm asking, isn't it
Hasr
still to do something that's Safek,
that
maybe Hashem
Tzolah
or something like that?
Oh. So you're talking about the certainty proposition. Right. But the Tosfos doesn't begin that way. Tosfos starts by saying it's really a matter of immediacy. It has to happen immediately, no? That's the Pashup Shad. Right? Bishas Prisoso Yilko. Unless you want to say immediacy is only a function of certainty. In other words, really the certainty principle, that's really what counts, not the immediacy. That could be.
Isn't that the first thing Tosfos says? Is the
Shaini Correct. He does mention the certainty first, but the idea of immediacy seems to be the main point at the end. We'll see. Let's see what everybody else says about this Tosfos. I'm sorry?
For a
Well, that's the whole point. Is it a grama or not a grama? Grama was that's today's shir. As much as we can cover. Okay? That's exactly what I talk about. As much as we can. We have Sword Mara McCormick here, and we'll do what we can. Okay. Now, it's interesting. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, this is in the Mara McCormick, Shin Tez Zayin. Siv Dalit says, "Pros the Machtelas like Avek Haveres, Lashri is Kavin Lotzud, Kabin Nishirin Muchach Shim Nitzodim, Keri Lavi Psikration." Says the Mamad Avram. Test. I've got the Avram Emino Nitzo, Masho, the Bach, no Doraisa, also Bishop Psikration. But look what I wrote in Shin Yudalit Sof Sevav. We know what he wrote there. That the Machaber is Maker and he's Machmer, because the Machaber holds that Avram is Milius. We went through this whole discussion. Yes, but Chokod Nachin Anir Shari Lav Segregation Fine. I'm Marsha. Look, you're so far. Haporeis Metsudo B'Shas Prisoso Nichnas Chay L'Socha Chayev. Al Nichnas Achakach L'Socha Pot Avolaser. Any Odeya In Yotzin Imlam Tosin Shabbos Yudzayin Amad Aleph. On the base. Venerally, to my time also the Habit B'Shabbos Hametsudo L'Sudu Achbarim. A mouse! The Rebbeson goes crazy! Ah! So her husband wants to make her happy. He'll set a mouse trap on Shabbos. What mother? No dice. Can't set a mouse trap on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, yes, not on Shabbos. Did we just read that? Did we read it properly? Should never happen to you. But you know, in the city of New York, there are a lot of interesting, X million of people in New York, but there are many more millions of other creatures. Okay? Fine. Said the Prima Gadim. Let's read the Prima Gadim on this Magan Avram. He quotes Tosis Yizayin. Okay. Tosis says Ein Chayav Chadas. Why? Ki Ein Yodea Im Yatzud Mashma Isura Ika Yeshloma. Not chayav chatas, but an isa it would be, right? So it sounds. Yeshlama da isa dilma yotzud bishas prisoso b'mokom shemotsu chaya b'choshim. Maybe the whole problem is only in case at that very moment the chaya will come in. Kamei mashakotsu atosus v'nodeh mito. Havada is a yitzot, ki yesh harbe chayes, v'yavo lechol v'chadome chayef. What's going on? He sounds like he's saying that if there are many animals around you, it'd be chayef. You get the impression from the whole Prima Gadim, the issue is the certainty versus the uncertainty. That's what he says. And impressions conveyed from the Prima Gadim, that's the criterion. Now normally, we say, if it happens later on, it was never certain may occur. So, how can you chayav chatas? If it happens right away, it's right in front of your nose. If it happens immediately it could be certainty. It could be certainty. If there are many, many animals around, and someone's going to come in, you chayav even if it's not immediate. That's clearly what the Prima Gadim seems to be saying. Oy vey. Many poskim don't like the Prima Gadim. They think it's incorrect. I'm going to give you the reasons why they think it's not correct. Back to Atosis. Atosis over here, look carefully. Ain't person, Afal Gaza Bishabas Nami Epirus Mitsuda Enachayev Chatas. Right? So what Atosis answer? Bishas Prisasa. Why Shas Prisasa? Give a case where there are many animals around. It'll be a vada later on. Why Atosis give the Prima Gadim's case? That's one kasha they ask. There's another tosis over here. Ela b'chdeshi yitzod. The next tosis. Okay? The Mishnah said, if you recall, What did it say? Based Shama and Posim the Sos Chai. Ela Kadesh Yitzavu Bajom. Zok Tosfos. Him Toma. Mino Yoda Mosa Yavu Achaya. We have Ruach HaKodesh. How do the Chai is going to creep in? Yesh Loma. The Bishalmi Mukila Vaporis Bechorshin Demetsuyin Sham Chai Vosa. That's where the Prima God got it from. Umay Vinyan Zeh. Shlo Yuchal Luko Bimetsuda. Ela Achas Obeys. The mamol sheyitzolim ibod yom im yochalot gam mishachashecha. It's a small trap, can only fit in one or two creatures. They're going to come in undoubtedly before Shabbos begins. Nothing's going to happen on Shabbos. Then and only then is a mutter according to Shita Beis Shammai. Okay, if you know for sure. And that very case, Beis Hillel is matir on. Erev Shabbos, right? And why is it also on Shabbos? We said before, it's also on Shabbos midrabbanan. Why? Because it could lead to a daraisa. That's what I told you before, going to Beis Shammai, post and mitzvahs. It could lead to a daraisa. What's a daraisa case? The daraisa case is b'shas priestos or yilkot. Implying anything else would not be a daraisa. Even if there are many animals around, and some of them are coming for sure. And more than that, the Sfasema says, Misvar over here. Just because you don't know what's going to happen for sure, there's no issue with the Raisa? Why should that be so? A person does a malacha, he's not sure whether what's going to happen at the end of the day, right? He doesn't understand. At the beginning it was a suffix, but as time goes on, the suffix becomes a vadai. So why shouldn't that make you chayim? He doesn't understand why it should be so. It should be chayim anyway. And the Milchas Chinuch says, look.
Can we repeat the Sfasemis?
Yeah, Sfasemis says we don't find that just because at this very moment the suffix was going to happen down the road, that's going to make me potter. Yeah? Hmm. We'll suspend judgment. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Well, Sfasemis is also going with the Mahalach. I think that it's the fact that it's a suffix is not critical. It's the immediacy. Kamat, all other posts focus on the immediacy, not on the certainty. And Sfasemis is one of them here in his comment on this. And the Menachas Chinuch says, Misvara. Look.
Why
should we put them? Because it happened later on. It's not, I didn't do anything. Right now I put a trap. 10 minutes later, the animal walks in. That's a classic case of grama. Classic. I want to show you where grama. We haven't done grama this week yet, but there's one case I'll show it to you, which has exactly the same kind of thing. They both say, over the kuf chof and base. Now, we can't discuss grama now. We have to discuss grama when we come to gram kibui. That's where next semester, Mr. Shem, we get to kibui. We have to talk about grama. That's where the main place to talk about it. But just to give you an example, what's considered to be grama, what's the case? The case is like this. The case is like this.
Where is it?
Well, actually, the Mishnah is on Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. Osin, a fire broke out. Chalila. Osin mechitza becholakelim beimaleim beirekonim beshvul shlotavra dleika. You let us surround a fire with barrels, if they're full with water. Okay. The fire will spread and the barrels will break and then put the fire out. Says the Heilige Gemara Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, what is the fire about? Rabbanan Savi Gram Kibui Mutter. Oh, I did. Can I use an expression? I set a trap for the fire. Huh? I set a trap for the fire. The fire's like, oh, yeah, I'm a wise guy, California wildfire, because I can destroy the whole country. I'm going, oh, it's a trap. Trap is a barrel of water, which is going to break and put it out. Same thing. That's a Michas Chinuch Kasho. So it should be clearly, the criterion should be immediacy, and not certainty, because I just laid a trap. And then it's called Gram Kibui, so it should be called Gram Seder. So therefore, I think the consensus view is, not like the Prima Gadim, as we shall see as we go through this. But I want to show you that the Avnei Nezer wants to say along the lines of the Prima Gadda, and to answer some of these kashas. It's in Simon Kuf Sari Aleph at the beginning, Sifkot Aleph through Gimel. He talks about it. Printed in the Egle Tal in the back, in this new edition, in a series of Tshuvas on Tzad. This is called Simon Lamed Hey. Quotes our Tosfos, quotes of Rabbeinim. Refuash through the Vrayim, Shem Eino Tzad B'Shas Prisoso, Eino Chayev Chatas, but then he had the line. Kevon She'eino Yodea Im Yotzud. I mean, I'm not blaming him. Tosfos use Aloshin. Prima Gadim said it Beferish. That's really the criteria. Koshali. I mean, Eino Im Yotzud. He quotes the next Tosfos that we just saw. How do you know? Quotes Yerushalmi. Right? Bim Kane. He quotes a Rajva. Mistama Yikonsul is man muot. Kane Samach Lechashecha Bechoshin should be Osir. Shem Yifot Beshabbos Yodea Sheyitzot. Dim is man muot Mistama Yikonsul. Koshkan Sheodua Al Koponim Yikonsul Bechol HaShabbos. Tos says in this case we're going to fill up the whole trap before Shabbos starts. Likely, so certainly someone's going to come in there on Shabbos. So if it's there is a idea, you know for sure it's going to happen. So why you bother? Nearly, you got to love the Abnezer. He knows Kol HaTorah Kula. He quotes, "You paskin gufim uchlokin chayim shtayim." Whoa, unbelievable! Shachta achakach shnei boner by Osav Espino. Shnei almonas, the Kohen is godless, two almonas, Krisus, Chamesh, Nashon, Nidas, all five different women, Yechayev, five different chatos. Can a double borrow that sort kama chayas b'shabbos, chayav al kolachas v'yachas? Makes sense, right? You have a korban for every animal that you hunt, you trap. Hine hechi de chaluk in the chatos, lo mitstarfi. As it says in Shuas Chavbeis, they cannot be mitzuf to a shear. There are many animals out there. One is going to be trapped. We have no idea which one. Rak sheish harvi chayes and mistolot tikonis achas. Umemana shach titzon achas. Nimtza. She'en chiyuv bo elem achas tzirif kulam yachad. Ein enem mitzarfim. Unbelievable. Although it's sure that one animal is going to fall, we have no idea which one of them it is. And that's why, according to Abnezer, you're potter. Pilei ploya mamish. But don't say there's no issue at all. It's also without a chiyuv chatas. Fine. Chiddush. B'shas prisa en tzeh deklal. B'shas knisa chaya nitzodas achas. Also achas loya borosh atitza v'acheres harilo nitzod deklal. As opposed to dvorim, achshav kulim b'kaveres haritzeh al-achas v'manashav. Different. Fine. Adkan. But I really want to show you what I think is the more prevailing halakhic view, which is that of the Avnei, of the Eben HaOzer. Eben HaOzer, if you saw it in the Ma'amakomis, it's on the Mogan Avram. It's, well, let's first take a look at the Mogan Avram himself. Shin Chav Ches Sivkata Nun Gimel. Shin Chav Ches Sivkata Nun Gimel. Here in Sif Memches, with the Mechava Paskins, but also Lahotzi Dam Me'amaka. Oh, you better believe it. We're going to discuss that by Richa, so we get to the start the next man, Mr. Shem. We'll start with the Melech of Shoichet, and Shoichet Kulz Chomel, and Tilas Neshama, Dam, we'll discuss Nun Gimel, Magan Avraham. Rashi says in Erevin, it's Chomel, Av Melocha. How goes my money is? Hameniach dover amoshek dam v'lecha v'mefarek. Loshon Rashi mashmar the dach l'shem ahadka begemi hu davi ar malocha. Davi maisa. Avik shemeniach olea dover amoshek dam v'avi ar malocha. Do you love it? Midi. Ken koshken ak shemamed aluka shekore nigel. Who knows what this means? A leech. Do you know that in the olden days, that was considered to be very healthy. You know, today we use Coumadin, blood thinners. You never heard of that. It's Bokshim, too young. But when people get older, they put them on blood thinners. The best blood thinner was to take out some of the blood. That's what they did. Hakadah Stam was a whole profession, B'Shat HaTalmud. Oh, discussions in the Sukkot. If we have a chance to talk about Pekuach Nefesh Tama later on this year, we'll talk about it. Hakadah Stam was considered to be life-saving. We use the word leech as a very negative term in the English language today, because we, but that's what I look up. The Shari Lechole, as it says in Sifri Zion, the Shari Shvus. But what Rav is suggesting over here, that putting a leech on your body is going to take out the blood, suck out, we call them blood suckers, woo! With negative connotation, blood sucker as today. But in those days, it was a positive. It was medicinal. It sounds like it's only the Rabbanon. In Zvachim, it sounds like maybe it's a Malacha. And Sanhedrin, if you put, you sick a snake onto somebody, maybe you're not considered to be Grama, etc. Aluka, maybe worse. He leaves it. He goes to maybe it's even a Malacha. He's not sure. He's talking about it's the Rabbanon, and then maybe it's otherwise. Who, Rabosa, and you has an Evan or Ozer in the back? Now, every Shulchan should have one. I'm not sure everyone does have one. I put on the Mar Makomas, assuming everyone had one, because mine did. But I was looking around in other Shulchan Aruchs, I couldn't find it. Evan Oz is a classic Sam.
Maybe I found
it in mine. You have it in yours? I guess I couldn't find it there. So, hope you'll be able to find it. Yeah. Now, and this newest one, it's in the Yalkut Mefarshim. Shin Chav Ches, Among the Rams of Cotton and Gimel Sif Mem Ches. But if you have the old one, it should have in the back. Okay. I'm reading the Evan Ozer together with you. If you don't have it, just look on with somebody else or just listen carefully. Lahavid Vishabas Aluka Shakorin Popko. I'm not expert in languages. Anyone know what languages Popko is? Okay. The Limtos Dabadam who is the Torah. The deraisa. Now, the Bogan Ram brought a raya. He should be noshach and say that in ches. Says the Avin Ozer, that's a raya for carrot. Because Tos is Baba Kama. Oh, so we're going to Baba Kama this year, right? Like everybody else. Dafkal Gimel. She's the Monochash Haina Shanokal is Yatcha Vero, the Toch of the Toch P. Nochash. Yeah, you put the hand into the mouth of the snake. Yeah? It says the Chuli Amos Potter, Ki Pligi V'Hishir Es Anochash Pirish Adochak Shini Anochash Tov Psar Chaver. Woo! You take the fangs of the snake and put it on your friend's hand. Gewalt. Mar Sover Or Eres Ben Shina V'Omen V'Avikimo Shogu B'Yodayim U'Mar Sover Me'atz L'Meki. Do we say that the venom is there already? So you killed him? Well, no, he has another spitting action or some equivalent by the snake. Then I didn't do it. The snake did it. So if I kept, I'll look at Chuli Amalo of it clung. To the contrary, you didn't do anything. Because the blood is going to be leached by the bloodsucker by himself, not by you didn't do it. The Raya Faket, the Kula. Right? And another Raya Kula. Mabed Odin Behemto Gabi Asavim Bechubor Beshabbos Ubehemto Toleshes Beakarka Filo Hoki Mutter. You can put an animal right next to the grass. An animal's going to eat the grass. Why? Aren't you eating the grass yourself? You're putting the animal there to do it for you? So, therefore, the Pasha Trash should be a right that's mutter. Because you didn't do it. The animal did it. Don't blame me. You might treat this behemoth that belongs to you, not for now. Fine. After Nilani is daiti, mitam achet alamed aluka osim and atorah. But two rises there are bottom, and he concludes with the rise. Why? Kashli Yehadam Amamad Oda Bem Tal Abay Asav and Meshavis, but Bekana Bechosh and Mishvut, Shin Tzadidal Gimu, Hemid Behemes Chavera Gabay Kovas Chavera, Afilu Mishus Arabim, Chayav Nezek Sholei, Davi Mazik Biodayim, the Kevin and Mazik, Mikri Mazik Biodayim, Lo Groma, Ken Amai Shor Asken Meshavis. If you Chayav Mishim Mazik, why don't you Chayav Mishim Shabbos? Ain't the chalek between the zikin and the melacha? The what? The zikin's more chomer than Shabbos. Fakert. And now Shabbos ifcha shamin and leivu shas b'avakam daf samach. Eishen yochol har beyatz v'ruach amahiv v'ros apatu. Ma'ishel mizorah v'ruach mesayos al dechayev v'shabbos. Umeshani Ravashi Shav, and he read it in Shabbos, the Melechus Machshavis Osvet Torah, Abel Hocha Groma Biyama, with Vipazak Ravashi, in Choshen Mishpat. So Bezor Gornam Ruach Molech Hamotzim Vasik Haver Potter, Sharuach Vasholich, Ari Aftan Yin Hesek Potter, I feel like Meshabbos Chavim Lecha Lechayev, Ken Behemet Behemet Chavero, Akab Ekamas Chavero, the Chayev Yin Hesek, Kemazim Yodayim, Kavachoma Zalevi Melecha Meshabbos. What a great cash. What must the answer be? I can't tell him. In his zogin, I call Tolly, he borrowed the Azek or he low. To behem is behem to all God become a schaver chayabish and to borrow the Azek. Who the rope, no rope must be also put through because who knows the wind's going to blow? Winds don't always blow all the time. I will be Shabbos, I call Tolly, be melechus mach Shabbos. I can't be Zohar, be rope must be also the mach Shabbos, the vore, mitoch, upsos, the wheat from the chaff with the wind. Penas is mach shafto. Av shiruch mesayoso. Chayav the nas is melocha al yodo. Even though you're not sure the wind's going to blow, it should be relevant. Avo behemid behemto agavi buchuber. En kavanos is mach shafto al shum melocha. Rak she behemto tocha v'tamale kresa. En mach shafto al melocha klal. Lachain potter came in the way no seklum. Ka mach shafto lohoya al melocha klal. So baluka Machshavto shemina keshetasa habur avanu shetinsos zavos suck the blood to malacha gemuri take our blood mitzitza bepeh al shaila shapir nima bekavachomer mizora v'ruach masayos at the p'tur v'nizoka filach chayev b'shabbes kavachomer laluk libachay gadav ale chayev v'nizoka so yisur nechayev b'shabbes is a daraisa rabosai. This is very very important, very very much lemaisa in the Hilchos Grama. This is not called the Grama. Now,
is that called a grammar, or are you saying that?
Yechayev on Shabbos, it's not called grammar. Now, the fundamental distinction may be, and we're going to grammar, we'll get to it in greater detail. In this case of Zohar v'ruach misayoso, the minute you, what do? You ever see Zohar in your life? Who's ever seen Zohar in his life? I saw it once. I was driving there to Israel, there was some Arab person. I saw it on the side of the road, they're doing Zohar. Threw it up, and the wind blew the chaff away, and then I remember I saw it. The wind happened to be blowing. But if the wind is blowing, it does it immediately. My action of throwing up the wheat in the air and the wind are functioning simultaneously. Right? I throw the wheat up in the air, and the wind, at that very moment, the wind is already blowing. Contrast that with the case we just described. What did we describe? So the case, you set a trap. You set a trap and the animal falls in. You set a trap and the fire falls in. That's grammar, because the malacha is done by other forces, not in conjunction with my force. I surrounded it, the fire or the animal, and then it climbed in or the fire went out, but that, I was sleeping at the time. I wasn't involved at the time. That's called grammar. Sorry, but also, I threw it up, the wind is blowing right this second. I throw it up, and the world, the wind blows away, it does the job. So that's why it's considered to be Melechus Machshavos. Where does it come up? Halacha L'maisa. We'll see. I mean, we'll get to the real L'maisa when we get to the Grama. But just the example that he gives over here as follows.
Because
Mazik depends upon Bari Hezek. But Shabbos depends on Melechus Machshavos. Watch this now. V'zelov k'mo shekosav v'malan Avram simen reishin and beis of kodin chof shekosav sham lo osur rak v'derabonim. What's that? Right at the litchon chitin v'richayim shal mayim v'shabbos. You ever see a watermelon in your life? Take my kids to these Revolutionary War reconstructions. They all had watermills. No? You took grain, you went to the Mississippi or the Hudson, and the water would turn the thing, and it would mill, it would grind up the grain. That's what they did it then. Avsham Mayim Tochnin, Allah became also Litan Chitin to Tochar Rechaim and Torah. Even Nizokin, you be Chayav. Kavachom of Bishabbat. Against the Melan of Rome, it's only the Rabbanon. Zeino, Chayav, the Rise Getochin Mamish, like a Zohar of Ruch Messayoso, the Melech of the Machshev, it's also Torah, Kavachom of Benos and Rechaim, the Philip Nizokin, Chayav, the Parishis. So if Aluka is the Raisa, Chaim is the Raisa, Chaim is the Raisa, of his Melachos, Adkan, the Evan knows. Wow. Woo-hoo. He makes a case. He makes a case. That's the Evan Ozer says. Now, there is a Rambam. The Rambam says, if you look at the Rambam, my left mind, yeah, in the back, Perek Yud, in Mishpat Moli, I forgot mine. Perek Yud in the Choshavis on page Ches, Halacha Chav Beis. Hameshaleach Klovim, Veshitzodu Yatsudu Tzvoim Varnovim, Vechayotzeben, Uborach Hatzvi Mipnei HaKelef, Foyahu Rodev Achri Hatzvi, Oshom Befonav, Vevilo Achigi HaKelef, Vetofso, Hareza Toldos Hatzod Vechayev. Chayev. This is a right to the Evan Ozer. Right? Exactly the same kind of a case. However, that's assuming the Pshat in the Rambam is that you sick the dog on this animal and the dog traps it. So it's told us that I'm Chayev. I didn't do it. I'm doing it through the dog. I'm doing it through the aluka, through the bloodsucker. It's also considered the chayim of the rice. That's what he says in Raya. But is that the way that you saw the Magad Mishnah on this Rambam? In a different case, the Magad Mishnah. On this very Rambam, it's on the Rambam Kama. So, Perek Yud, Halacha, Chaf, Beis, it's on? Yes, it is. Ooh, I give a big assignment. Yud test straight to Chaf Hei. Oh, a lot of Rambams. I'll be the Rambams cold. So if you look there, you'll see that the Magad Mishnah understood that the Kelev runs after it until the wears the deer down, and you, the owner of the Kelev, you take it and put the deer who's wearing down into the house. So you chayav mishum tzeda svi oyev, even though he's tied out by the dog. If that's the case, not do it grama. In the house, the Pashtus. That's what it suggests. That is the Mogan Avraham. I asked you to see. I don't have it to you. My start in Shin Aleph. Who was the Shulchan Aruch has from the beginning of the Shabbos? Can I borrow those for a minute?
Rebbe said that the Rambam was alive
to the Evan Ozer. Does that mean that... I think he quoted it. Does
that mean that in the Rambam's case it was also happening in conjunction with sending out...
Yeah, you send out your dog. That's what you do.
Doesn't it take time, though?
No, it's an, how should I say it? It's an immediate result of what I'm doing. What am I doing? Sending out the dogs.
Okay.
As opposed to the situation where I set a trap and nothing happens for a long time. Yeah, it's immediate. You're right. If I said dogs do this and everyone wants to sleep for 12 hours and the next morning the dogs go and trap them, that would be grum. But it's immediate. I send out the dogs, they trap them right away. Rabosa Reish Nun Beis. I took away your Gemara, Yeshua. Open your Mishnah Berurah. That quotes a good chunk of it. I see the Reish Nun Beis, the Magen Avraham, Siv Katan Chof. If you suck, Samach of Pesach, Rashoa Yisrael, Lishma Rechaim, to a goy, Shvus to Shvus. Tafil no said a Yisrael of Rechaim the Shabbos like a Chiyav Chadas at Shir Viyad that Rechaim Shal Yad Tos is Tafil Ches he said he claims that's what he says against Evan Ozer quotes the Tzudo Chayav Chadas Tos is that yeah. The kitza, he thought it's a derabbanan. That's what I wanted to see. This is a chassam sofer on this. Here it is, printed over here. Chassam sofer. I never know ozer kavod se b'shin chav ches shedocha korayosa v'helo sheish b'chi of chattas. Tzorechin ledina. He quotes the Tosfos Shabbos as his fellows. He should have said, Melocha de Asim and Melech and Rechaim, Modu be Silla de Beshamai, Dikal de Mithi Tvei, will the Mixer of Shabbos of the Shabbos, Sheyoru Shein Bochatas, Alakoro de Rechename Bochatas. So again, Chasam Sofer seems to say over here that what's the case? Oh. Second. Go to the next page. Oh. He says as follows. Chemetsuda Chaya Sod Mamish Lo, I had a prenas mitzuda, kol shenas and memele potter. As la rash eleven ozes shin chavches bizar ruch misayaso. What does that mean? Because zar ruch misayaso, you and the wind are working in tandem. Here, you set a trap, and the animal comes in. The trap doesn't run after the animal goes into the trap. The awesome hockey who be Mishkan. Ah, a different distinction. Zora was his way, did it in the Mishkan. The whole Zora have a de ruach. Mashenke and Rechaim Shalmayim Shetokno Vishayat in the Mishkan. Ait Sotzvi, Lokoshamidi. Keva that Svi rots. We play a Kelev. Sherotvo. Watch now comes up. Ha Oda Maome in the fun of Leget Legader Dako. Who at Sotvi Adayim? It's Viva Bias for the Yoshua Lapez of the Chayim Hashem Tzod. It's a new pshat in the case of the dog. The dogs are running and then I stand in the way. That's why I'm Tzod. So yeah, Chasam Sof is not so sure that the Eben Ozer is right. Now, the Rambam doesn't sound that way. The Rambam didn't say he's in the way. So he just said, stuck the dogs in there and the dogs take care of the whole business. But I just want to let you know what it says over there. Fine, I want to give you back your Shulchan Aruch. Thank you so much. Fine. Now, take a look at Bosai over here. Yes?
Doesn't the Rambam yes sound that way because he says, O Shalama Bifana Vitukila, or Chitigia
Akala? Oh, one or the other, no? Either you send the dogs after, or sometimes it's, oh, you have to be there in the way. No? That's how I read the Rambam. Two cases. One case I'm not involved at all. The dog's trapped. I whistle to the dogs to start moving, you know, that kind of stuff. In any event, Rabosai, the Avnei Nezer, we mentioned before, quoted the Mishnah, our Mishnah, on the Kuv Amud Beis, Tzvi Shenichnas Me'elav. Tzvi, where are we? Shenichnas Abayis. Rashi says, one word Rashi, me'elav, v'nol b'fonav, is chayav. Even though I've also in Choshen Mishpat, that's called the grammar. It's called the grammar. So the distinction between Shabbos and Ezekiel. And the Magen Avraham proved in the Tosfos that if it comes later on, you'd be chayav. Take a look at the Bi'ur Halacha. One more source. I ask you to see. This is the Resh Nun Beis Sifei Lahashmoas. See the place. Lashmoas kol. I'm a Avram shor tzadah. There were the sinus chidun tzor rechaim shol mayim b'shabbos lekachiy of chatos. Tavchina achakach memelos. Brings a raya from Tosfos Daf Yudches Lema. Kol achronim docher rayosu. Smak smak. They don't have this. Rambam. So the poskim say that the Mogan Avraham himself quotes the right from Tosfos of Yud-Aleph Beis. The Inyan Mitsuda, the porous Mitsuda, Vishas Prisoso Nichnasa Chayel Socha, Vinukadach the Chayev, the Av, the Osim Mela, Kengsha Ofa Vitaner, Av Shafir Mela, Osim the Besol, Bekom Okom Yukimasa Amamish, Av Shane of a Karab, Oesh, the Gabi Apostle, Apostle Gabi Oesh, Oesh Paul Pulos, the Besol, Vilachi Chayev, the Mianenu, Av Shatchina Mela, Osim the Besol, Afilachi Chayev. I think the key is as follows. The word lebesof must be tempered. The malacha is completely lebesof, but it begins right now. It begins later on. It's like setting a trap for the fire, setting a trap for the bird. It has to start right now. I know it was right. Orias says that. It's a very important malacha. Seems to follow that the Evan Ozer is correct. It's correct. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. No, Hashmah is called just the Ramaskh. We're talking about Nisa Daraisa, about the trapping. That's just a Dibra Maskh that comes up in there incidentally. Oh. Fine. Now we mentioned before that the Evan Ozer is Makil, and Makil. The comments, let me open one more time. I thought it was finished, but I've not left some things out. Here we go. So the Evan Ozer says, I read you most of it. Oh, he says, Seda. The pasuk of Rambam Yud Chav Beis im hivil ha'odem es ha'tzvi for omad b'fon of ad shigiyo ha'kelev v'tafso ha'kelev havet seida v'chayev harei af the lo tzodeh ha'odem rak ha'kelev is chayev. So Chasam Sofer says no, because the person's involved in this kind of a case, as you said before. That's an adoch of the raya of the Evan Ozer from the Rambam. Okay. Fine. Says the Evan Ozer, I'm not finished yet. Oh. Right line for you. We know that Shabbos is different than Nezikin. That he said before. Right? Anything you do on Shabbos, we have Machshava for it. Baba Kabbat of Samach, Zora Baruch Masayot. It's Gorba Benizok and Nechayim on Shabbos. Lech is Machshavas. Fine? However, what will happen in the case of Eino Miskave? Everything we said until now was the case of Miskave. So he makes a big deal about Melechus Machshavas Os for Torah. He said it about three times. That's the reason why you're Chayef. But if not your Machshava, give an example. Hamid behemah gabim mechuber ein kavanos lemachshavta al shul melacha rak shebehemto tochal v'meil v'timalik reisa ein machshavta al melacha klal Lachain Potter. Why? Came and who ain't knows a club? Kamak Shabta Lahoya ala Malocha Klau. That's an important leniency, which is how I found over here in the Evanet. You don't say Psik Reish over here. That's what the Shilta Giborim says, Rabosai. The famous Shilta Giborim, to the Mefarshim say Pshat. Take a look at Shilta Giborim. Should be on that Gemara. Hold on a second. Gonna find it in this print. I'm used to my old print for some things. Here it is. Page Kuf Chaf Hey. Kuf Chaf Hey, please. Sivkot Nalef. Ram Kibui Shari, Phil Mechava Lekachi says, when's that? B'inyan Achidish Nifle Venora, it's a Chumra and a Kula. This whole, again, I'm jumping the gun about Ram Kibui, but it's just necessary. I'm in Shilta Gibor on the first column, Pechkuf Chafei, the last few narrow lines. When's that okay? She'ena Mechava Lekabos, Elohi Osa Shemdova Lachal Vnead Leka. Rabosai, when he sets a trap, by putting barrels around the fire. He's not trying to put out the fire. He wants to prevent the spread of the fire. He doesn't care, Rabosai, if the fire will go out or not. No one doesn't spread. Fire day kakbo akibuk sheep and prehus or mechitas kelim, malaya mayim, which is the clear reckon, tarasa ner. Chayotse bela. Shayna mechava lechavas lahoge. Hilkochi bahai maise shaosa boba mela akibuk shapadami. Have a gram kibuk below miskame. The mechava lechav. Afilu ayadei gram osur. But he says, "Sheena mechav lekach." Avo pi the psikreisha shari ayadei gram sheritiu lachzos bekelim malei amayav misha bevadi is baklav yichabu psikreisha kevachen al gram ayadei mechav lekach. Umesubkani bechol lachas shabbos hanasav lo meskavet ayadei gram psikreisha ki ayadei gram kibu yishar dilmel. I would like a kilu. So this is the Rabbon. This is the famous Shulta Giborim. So I said Pshat in the Shulta Giborim, my famous Chakir about Psikresha. Psikresha is only what we call the Chad Maisa. And the Chad Maisa only if the two are simultaneous. That one comes much later than the other. But others suggest Pshat in the Shulta Giborim that the only time Yechaya by Grab Kibui is that we call a Kavona Chiyuvis. Called Malechus Machshavis. You have to have a positive kavanah, dafka the one. But Psikresha would not qualify for that. A different, bit of a different spin. It's interesting, the Chaim Oizer and the Subshad and Evan Ozer, okay, that it's only also by Zorah and Ruach Mesayosim, that's the normal way of that malacha. All Zorah is done through a Ruach. As opposed to Grab Kibui. That's a big thing. That's not that I would have said. And others say as follows, Rabosai, that you're not chayv in Groma, and this is the word that the Machorim use, HaTorah Echshiva Esasiya Atzma L'maisa Malacha Gomer. What does that mean? One second. We saw, if you saw in the, I just quoted somebody, maybe it was the Evan Ozer himself, they talk about Bishul. Cook, doesn't cook right away. Doesn't matter. I put it in the fire, it's fire takes, you know, see if the cookbook. 2 hours to cook. All right. But it started, It started right away. Okay? So we know it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to cook at the end. But if it's not sure, then it still is a question. Will you be chayv or not chayv? It's a shayla. Sorry, only by Zohar I told you, but that's the normal way of doing the malach. Rabbi said it's more to be said, but I want to cover a little more ground today because we have to finish up some of these things. So Rabosai, we have over here, let's take a look in the sugya on Kuvavim and Beis. Back to the sugya. Okay, back to Kuvavim and Beis. A number of things which we should have spoken about a long time ago, we just never got around to it. And the Kuvavim and Beis, he has a kasha, Rabosai, from... It's strange what it's doing here. Right. Why? The kasha from a Mishnah Beitza to a Bryson Beitza, right? It's not Hassan, Mishnah Beitza. We're Minu from Beitza. We're learning Shabbos over here. So why are you discussing Yom Tov all the time? So this kasha was raised by the Rebbe Mefarshim. And the Maram Shif, did I put that on the Maram Akamas? Yes? Ram Shif Chav Dalad. It's the last of the Gemara Maimon comes. I'll read it to you. Here we go. Ram Shif HaMesech the Beitza. Printed in the back of every Gemara. Let's see if I can find a few. Chav Dalet. Ah, the first piece. Sorry. Let's see, the very first piece in the Maram Shif in the Perek. He says as follows. He says, he has a kasha. The tiksha below is you must listen to Shabbos. Amalo katoni bias, migdal, etc. Abul eino kasha must listen to ochav lo makshe b'ktsara b'mishnah to Shabbos k'man d'nichle l'akshin v'yomtev ha'yomtev l'mishabbos ha'yomtev. It's a technical answer. The reason why the Gemara didn't ask for our mishnah, even though our mishnah would also be a kasha, they wanted to ask from Yontif to Yontif, not from Shabbos to Yontif. What's the difference? It comes to Elder Data Pnei Yeshua, what I started with earlier. Yontif is Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh, Rabosai. Ochel Nefesh. It's a Mukti, sure. A Mukti is like the Rambam Shita we spoke about before. And that's why they more ask from Yontif and Yontif, and then ask from Yontif and Shabbos, and you make such a distinction. That's point number one. Point number two, we spoke about Shnayim Shesu'uah. The whole, yes.
Doesn't that answer make more problems than it solves? Because it solves why you don't, why the Mara asks from Beis on Beis. It only makes it worse why what it's doing here is in a shot.
Okay, it's linked, it's somewhat connected. So the question which we never discussed last time, Shnayim Shesu was found over in the Mishnah, right? Mefurish, right? Mefurish. Nolu Shnayim Pturin. Rabosu, we already had them in the earlier Mishnah. On that Tzadi Beis, Amid Beis, by Hotza. It's a kasha. So I want to suggest, to rattle off the terutzim that the Mefarshim gave to answer this question. The first, of course, is the Tosfos Yontif. He always asks these kinds of questions. Mishnayos. Here's his kasha. It's only Hakdama. No Lushnai Pturin. Right? Why? It's Akhtama for the next Mishnah. You're right, it's really superfluous. It's an introduction to the next Mishnah. That's a balabat l'shatera given by the Tosfos Yontif. You'll say, you can't do that. Come on, that's to play with the rules. No. So before Shigamari quotes that. Where's the Gemara? End of Kufayim and Aleph. Take a look. Hatofer based Tfiris. Hotanini Babas Malachas. Hatofer based Tfiris. Why must it say it over here again? We already know about Tate Tfiris. It's enough Mishnah 9 giver. Why is the other Kufayim and Aleph? Shum the Kaboy, the Misty Sefer, Akore Amanah Slipper based Tfiris. Kotani Nami Hatofer, etc. Kaboy, Misty Sefer again. Rabbi Chavasa. You have a case where you're going to say the same for us, you're allowed to be redundant. Yes, sir.
So in those cases, something in the ratio either helps you understand it or sets it up, but how does this set it up?
You're right. There it's more connected. But it is a good precedent that you're going to repeat something which you had before as an introduction to what came after. How necessary it is, you're right. It's a little different than levels of necessity. That's the terrace of the Tosfos Yontif to answer this kash. Fine. Others say that it's something much more fundamental. You might have thought that Seder is more kal. Why is Seder more kal? Because it happens by itself. Hotzah, I take the thing and I carry it from here to there. So it's one person, two persons. Doesn't matter. Chaim anyway, you could argue. Comes at Seder, we both did nothing. We both locked the door. We both locked the door. We never touched the animal. So you might have thought there's a distinction. If I cared, you might have thought that it was more chomer. Others want to suggest, it's all found inside of the Mishnayos. You know why a chayv by hotzah? By hotzah, there's a tshir lecholecha b'yechad. As opposed to say, there's only one animal. Another chiddush we have by Tzedah is as follows. Listen very carefully. What happened over here? Kuvav Midbeis. What happened over here? Look carefully what it says. No, yochol echad no lino v'no l'shnayim chayovin Rav Shimon Poter. Okay? So quote to the, what are we chayim with? What's the case of your chayim? Zeh no yochol, zeh no yochol, so your chayim. Okay? Even though, Rabosai, even though one could have done it by hand as opposed to the door, that's a very, very big chiddush. But the chiddush's truth is found in Tosfos on Tzadik Gimel, Amud Aleph. Give a look quickly. Omar Mar, Nira Lari. He's a strong guy. He can pick it up with one hand. That's how strong he is. Elishahu knows the Akora. But you say, "Bchagavne she ilmole achal ohay yachol and also levado." Come be etzba. This guy's so strong with one finger. But he can't. That's not that strong. It's one finger with some other guy with his one finger. They can do it. So each one can do it himself if you lift up your hand. So they lift with the fingers, that's also considered to be a case, right, of Zayin Yochol and Zayin Yochol. That's a chiddush. That chiddush, you wouldn't know. Wow. That's what he came over here. The Delis. Take a look at both sides here in Shin Tezayin Sifhei. He says it beferish. Shin Tezayin Sifhei, the Bir Alocha. There we go. Ein echad yochel lino v'no l'shtayim chayom. Ein v'afilu to the Bir Alocha hoya bal koach godol she'osa b'ofen she'levada lo yochel asa osa v'etzba. Yeah. Ein yochel v'chayat toysus esel v'shat toysus that we saw the Rashi and the Ramban. That's a chiddush. That's why he did his chiddush. For that chiddush. Abnei has his own fancy terrace, Kedaka Bakardish. I'll read it to you. Open up that base of an Aleph. Yeah, but we're not looking at that base. But Abnei knows the whole Masechta from beginning to the end. Yes, sir.
Is it
if that's all Kaddish of this Mishnah, then isn't it Bikir Chasrim Sefer? Viharaya Tosos didn't bring this Mishnah.
Yeah, but you're right, but it's common to teach you that Kaddish. The Tosos Rabbos and Masechta Shabbos, Dav Beis Amud Aleph. Poshat. It's a long Tosos, so we meet you only one line. And then Ezra quotes it over here. Kuf Tzadi Beis, Sifkotin Beis. There we have it. Nolosh Tayyip Turin. Nire. After Tani Dinzeb the Hotzod, Af Tzadi Beis Amud Beis, it's the Lashmin and Hacha. Why? Because Rashi by Hotzod explains the difference in Yochol, Zay Yochol, and Yochol, Yochol. To be Yochol, Lav Urke Lemerde Mishnayim. Ubavadai, Lav Urke Bimishkan, Shea Yochol Echel Atos, Shea Sushnayim. Jim Loke, my old Lav Urke. Dabi Matsni, I'm Otsi, Ben Mimina, Ben Smola, Ben Atsevel, Chayim, Shekin, Nasa, Ben Kos, Hoyan, Shah. Akorot, Dagam Bimishkan, Hoyos, and Mishnayim, Shea Efshali Echel. Ubikolokom, it's just Crawley El, Lipotra Mishum, you know why? Shekuf HaMish Melacha, Hoya Bimishkan, Kuf HaMelacha. Lo David is also as I mean yeah because the toast that give him have Mishkan yeah they everyone owned the Akira Hanacha fine now if can he have to live out Shum Malacha Me'otza why she about Saul or Mechaya Batolda and if she told the Gam Kain have Mishkan which toast has Poshat see if you can find this line in this big toast Hotza is unique the only time you have a Batolda is if that Tolda was in the Mishkan. He says as follows. Last line of the Mitosis. He says, "Ein chayav la malacha shiyotu es b'mishkan." That's what makes it so unique. It's a malacha grua, etc., etc., etc. Hashem b'sham malachas lo chashina ela she'aviyah b'mishkan as Tosfos over there she'vish mechayev as a yochol yochol b'sham tolda so no l'shtayim should be chayev kamash malan the potter why? There's a kosov that's what the Yavnei Nezer says over here fine a drosha tani beis amid beis oh kuf tzadi beis sivkotin base. Yes, sir.
I don't understand why we wouldn't extend it beyond the stuff the drushas of Basov Star are clearly by the Shabbos in general. I mean, the Raisa tells you where they're coming from, so
right.
Why would you think that?
You're right. That's a good question. Not sure. But that's what that's the answer. He's trying to give the answer to this question. Finally, for today, Avdenezer, one last Avdenezer. Not, well, I'll have more tomorrow. Avdenezer. He's all over the place, but just want to. He says, as follows. What happens, this is in Kuf Tzadi Gimel, the beginning. What happens if I prevent the undoing of Tzedem? We know, if a guy is sitting there and I sit next to him, right, I'm potter. And I can stay there until he leaves. What's pshat? I didn't do anything? Or no, lo have it say the Jekvonitzo upol b'yishivaso rak shlo yetze mitzedoso. In other words, not that I'm doing nothing, I'm doing something. You know what I'm doing? I'm preventing the tzedah from becoming bottle. According to the first side of the Hakir, I'm doing nothing. According to the second, I'm doing something, but that something is not enough to make you chayev. Because all I'm doing is preventing the undoing of tzedah. I'm not trapping, I'm preventing the trapping from being undone. And that's the question. May you prevent trapping from being undone? I may not trap. I'm just preventing the trapping from being undone.
You're doing both. You are preventing the trapping from being undone. You're also sitting there doing nothing.
Right.
How could it be that it's usher to prevent the trapping from being undone?
Maybe over here the only reason why it's supposed to do nothing. But if I do something, if I did something, I did an action which would prevent the tzedek from being undone, then maybe I would be chayav. That's exactly as chakirim. Here I did both tzedek v'lahakel. A, I did nothing. And the whole idea is to prevent the tzeir from being undone. What if I tease them, the two out from each other? I do something which prevents the tzeir from being undone. That's the shayla. So we'll have to stop here because we're out of time. And mitzvah tomorrow, if you can come on time, I want to start at 8:45. I will see. We'll see when people come.